Consider the situation where you strongly suspect an impacted maxillary canine in a 13-year-old patient referred to you for treatment. Should you take a conventional panoramic image? Or should a cone beam CT image be taken? I'm going to review a study with you that suggests that the cone beam image will provide you with improved localization and better assessment of any associated incisor root resorption. This study was published in the February 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics, and the article is titled "Comparison of Two Cone Beam Computed Tomography Systems versus Panoramic Imaging for Localization of Impacted Maxillary Canines and Detection of Root Resorption." The images included in this investigation were from 60 consecutive patients presenting for orthodontic treatment in which a screening panoramic film identified at least one impacted maxillary canine. These patients were then referred to an imaging center for a CBCT image. 30 had a scan with an AcuTomo machine, and 30 were scanned with a Scanora. I'm going to limit my review largely to the differences between the panoramic and CBCT images rather than any comparison of the two CBCT machines. Each patient, therefore, had a panoramic image and a CBCT image taken within 2 weeks of one another. These 120 images were reviewed by a group of experienced clinicians and a group of orthodontic residents. Various measurements and assessments were completed by each observer, including canine localization and assessment of root resorption. The results showed some important differences between 2D and 3D imaging. The width of the canine and the angulation of the canine compared to the occlusal plane were both statistically different between 2D and 3D imaging. So these measurements made from panoramic images must be considered accordingly. Root resorption of adjacent incisors was more frequently detected and was found to be more severe when using CBCT imaging. One of the most surprising findings was that buccal canine impactions were diagnosed almost twice as often using CBCT imaging compared to 2D imaging. This could cause significant orthodontic complications if the buccal lingual localization is not clear. I'm not suggesting that this study alone supports CBCT imaging for all impacted canines, but it clearly suggests that localization and root resorption are better assessed in 3D. I've personally seen two cases in the last 6 months where the canine was palatal to the central incisor but buccal to the lateral incisor root when assessed by CBCT, a difficult diagnosis to make with 2D imaging. If you want more details regarding the comparison of the two CBCT machines used in this study, or would like to read the relatively extensive literature review included in this paper, you can find the full text published in the February 2011 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.